Hi, this is Alina and Megan, and you're listening to Move Your Brain, Move Your Body podcast, where we dive into all things health, wellness, and fitness.
We are two certified athletic trainers, personal trainers, and nutrition coaches who met and graduated together from the University of Arkansas. And we want to do this podcast to spread our joy about treating our bodies well through nutrition, exercise, and knowledge. Hey everybody, it's Megan and Alina here, and we are actually together right now in Fort Worth because I'm starting my clinical rotation in Dallas pretty soon. So we're actually going to do kind of a 2021 wrap-up version of the podcast with just us two talking, so we hope you guys enjoy.
We've only been doing this podcast for like almost, now it'll be 3 years, and we've never done it like this exactly.
Yeah.
In person. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, we did like a wrap-up for 2020 last year, and I remember specifically I was not with you because I know where I was. I was in my house. So yeah, this is weird.
This is also weird because we've never actually podcasted right next to each other. Well, we have, but not just me and you.
Yeah.
So this is different.
Yeah.
But I'm into it.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully cool. We won't kill each other. We'll see.
We'll see. It's debatable. So we kind of are just going to ask each other questions, and maybe you guys as listeners can relate to some of our questions and also some of our answers. So we're going to make it as broad as possible, but also just kind of reflect on what a whirlwind this 2021 has been. So, and I know for both of us it has been, and I'm assuming for all of our listeners it has too, because everybody's gone through a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think 2021 compared to 2020, like, obviously we're going to talk about like our pandemic situation at some point, so we might as well get it out of the way. I feel like 2021 was different in that we had kind of like just adapted, like, kind of as a society. I mean, obviously there's still a lot of things that are novel and just constantly changing, but I feel like I personally, like, I started PT school this year, and from the get-go, you know, like, my in-person orientation was completely canceled. Like, we had our orientation like virtually, and actually they're continuing to do that from here on forward because it just saves us all a trip to Waco, which, I mean, I went to Waco 6 times this year. This is my 7th trip to Texas in 12 months. So it's been crazy, but yeah, I mean, I feel like 2021 for the world was definitely difficult in a lot of ways, or just different. You know, there were a lot of like unique challenges, but just for like me and Alina personally, I know we each grew and changed and experienced a lot of different things. So we're excited to kind of dig into that.
Yeah.
So Alina,
yeah.
What is the biggest lesson you've learned in 2021?
That is a great question. I feel like almost 2021 was like an extension of 2020. And I think for me personally, it's that it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks and what they kind of think you should be doing. But if you have a goal and you have a dream or whatever you want to do in life, you should just do that. And also, I feel like for me, it's been like just to really believe in myself and think about my gut feelings and not ignore them. So I actually think that's even more because I moved down here to Texas without really of course I knew Casey, and that was like a big change for me, but I just knew in my gut it was the right decision for the time, and it has been such a great learning curve for me to be able to watch somebody do what I see myself doing and have that type of experience. But also, I don't think I would have done this if it was 2 or 3 years ago. I think I was exactly where I needed to be for me to have this growth period. I think if 2021 was, let's say, 2017, 2018, I would never have left, and I would have never taken that sort of a jump in my learning. But also, you know, I think everybody is at exactly where they're kind of supposed to be for the moment. So I think I'm just kind of grateful for, as much as the pandemic is terrible for everybody, but I think there are periods of growth and transition that a lot of people got to feel with themselves and see with their people like that surround them.
Definitely.
What do you think was some period of growth for you in 2021? Where do you feel like you grew in this year?
So I was just actually working on an Instagram post about this, but like, I've traveled a ton in my life, like, by myself, especially. Like, I traveled a lot, like, abroad when I was in high school, and then, you know, in college and after college. But at that point I was single, So it's definitely different, like when you're dating someone and living with them, like being away from Chaz and Griffey, of course, was really difficult. There were six labs that I was down in Texas for about two weeks at a time. So as far as like growth goes, obviously I have grown a ton like in knowledge and understanding just having finished half of my doctorate. But I feel like that's kind of the obvious answer. I think I've really grown in my ability to just like compartmentalize things, I think, because this year was obviously really busy and there was a lot of sacrifice for every single one of my classmates. Like there's a guy in my class who actually his wife had a baby literally when we were at lab, so they actually let him go home. But I know that each one of us has, every time we go to lab, we're leaving things behind, and that was always difficult. And I'm really honestly very proud of everyone in my class, and including myself, of course, just for being able to just like dial it in and really focus for 2 weeks straight, just as we do all the hands-on work at lab. I was really, really fortunate to. I just My class is just awesome, and our faculty is awesome. But the people that I live with, my closest friends in my class, like I was really fortunate to have them because I feel like without them, just having that support system, it wouldn't have been nearly the same experience. So, yeah, I mean, my ability to maintain my like self-care. Be able to kind of on the side build my side business, being able to hopefully be a good girlfriend and a good dog mom, and a good friend to like all my friends. I feel like it's been so hard to like stay on top of friendships just 'cause I mean it's intense. Like this year has been intense, and I hope that I've been able to be a good leader for my class, be a good friend, be a good girlfriend. Like I was saying, being a good job. Being a good daughter, like I saw my family for Christmas and I hadn't seen them in so long. So, yeah, I think I am developing in my abilities to be able to just take things like one bite at a time, and see things for the big picture, but also just not get overwhelmed with the big picture. So, yeah.
It's really important. And I
Yeah.
think the pause that 2020 put on us made a lot of people think that way. Because I think 2020, 2021, and maybe also next year, I'm not sure, was big transition time for so many of us, if not everyone. I mean,
Yeah.
we're dealing with this global thing happening, and we're just a tiny little ant in the situation. So it's like you just have to do your best and kind of trudge along.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's really forced people to, like I said before, adapt and capitalize on, like, while you're losing out on many things for sure, you can also capitalize on new opportunities and new ways. There's so many opportunities that we have virtually. Like, imagine if this happened, like, before the internet. It'd be crazy. But then also on the other side, it's like I also feel like I appreciate my time with the people that I love and like just being able to like interact. Like when I was able, well, we can't do this in Washington still, but in Texas, for example, I can like see someone smile at me on the street because not everyone is wearing masks and things like that. So it's just as we kind of navigate this whole situation, I feel like it's almost like taken away our humanity in a lot of ways, but the kindness to strangers or just like interactions that I've had with people, just like random people, has been just sort of a light in a very dark time, in a lot of ways. So, yeah.
I kind of relate to that, like going, I went to two concerts this year of like artists I really cared about, and I felt like there was something so special about being at those two concerts just because we had not had that in a few years. And I also didn't realize how much like I even appreciated that. And also how difficult that must be for them to set that up and make sure everything is safe and everything is okay, and just for everyone to be able to make that happen while we're kind of going through this. So it makes you more grateful for those little things. And it, that's so cliche. Like, be grateful for the little things, but
Yeah,
it's the truth.
I am.
I know I'm cliche too, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, some more questions. Let's see. Do you have any?
What's been the highlight of your year?
Ooh.
Highlight experience, period.
I have to think.
Obviously, I'm here now, but it's 2022, so you can't say that.
I think just like being able to travel to places I have never been to. So I went to Utah and Arizona this last year, and just realizing how much I appreciate nature, that has been huge for me. Of course, I could say, you know, I've been working like crazy and I love my job. That I think will always be embedded in me. I think I am going to always love that. So yes, it's a huge highlight that I came here and I actually feel comfortable with what I'm doing and treating people and helping people. But I also feel like my balance in life is completely different than it's ever been. And I think that that balance is actually more of the highlight. So the fact that I can, and some of my friends would probably say that I'm not that balanced in my job because I still want to work all the time. But the fact that I can, you know, go away and experience those things in life and not have a struggle of like, did I work out or do these things that I used to tie myself to? I'm not having that inner fight. So I'd say that's my highlight more than anything else. Yeah. And then, yeah, traveling. I really loved hiking. Like, I just loved it so much. And that also, like, brought on that feeling of serenity and balance inside of me. So yep. It's kind of those things.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can say, like, I believe I reflected on how you've grown from my perspective last year as well.
Oh, that's what we did, yeah.
I do feel like you are still yourself 1,000%. Like, you do always, it's just how you are. You're constantly thinking and questioning and just,
sure.
You're such a high energy person, but you do seem a lot less, like, anxious in general or just... You don't seem like you need to control everything all the time.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we all have our moments for sure. But I would say that I've definitely seen a lot of growth from you as well.
Oh, for sure.
Especially when you're working with other people. Like, I feel like you've always been, like, even in, like, athletic training school when we first met, like, yeah, you dealing with yourself and your own issues, you seem to get kind of wound up in things sure. A lot of the time, which has improved. But when you're working with other people, you're honestly one of the most, like, you know, your bedside manner and your voice and just how you deal with people and make them feel has always been very calming.
Yeah.
So.
Which I think is really, I mean, I've worked on it and I've thought about it and I'm conscious of it and I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, it's
but
important.
I also think is a very important quality when you're working with people, especially people in pain. Like, it's funny because I can reflect on my own experience with different things and I have seen my own providers and it's made me more sensitive, even though I'm already very sensitive, but more sensitive towards what other people have gone through. And I think that's an important quality. But thank you, because that's something I've definitely been, like, I've thought about. And so that's pretty cool.
Good job.
Thanks. what else? So what did you just ask me? I'm going to ask you that back.
About your highlight.
Yeah, what was your highlight?
I
could
probably
guess your highlight.
I mean,
I think
my highlight.
Can I guess your highlight?
Yeah, go ahead.
It just happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Megan is newly engaged, and I'm looking at her big chunk of diamond. Chaz did great. Really thought that he was going to do it a little sooner, but he didn't. He surprised me.
Yeah, he surprised me too.
Oh my god, she's crying.
Oh my god, I've literally cried so much about this, like. So I'm engaged. That's definitely been my highlight. It's just, I think probably I'm overwhelmed because obviously I love Chaz, and I want to marry him, but, like, this year has just been so crazy and exhausting in so many ways. Like, for me, obviously being in school and just, like, the pandemic and trying to work my butt off to, like, grow my business and just... In general, like, it's a lot for sure, but also I know how hard he's been working, like, on his, with his work and his job and his clinic that he runs, and so I think I'm just really proud of us, and it was just, like, a nice way to end a very challenging year, it's funny because when I was, like, in it, it's, like, you're so, like, nose to the grindstone when you're, like, going
sure.
through stuff, but I was just, like, going through, you know, just, like, pictures that I kept on my phone from, like, the whole year. And, like, I had a lot of... I did have a lot of school that, like, tied me down to, like, having to study all the time, which is obviously very important. That's just the season I'm in my life. But I also did... I mean, I traveled a lot besides school, too, just because I had a lot of things going on You know, one of my friends got married that I actually met in school, Blake and Abby. Congrats, Blake and Abby, if you listen to this. They got married in August. That was definitely one of my highlights as well. But it's just cool to be able to, like, I definitely will continue to do that, like looking back on my phone and like seeing what pictures I've kept from like the whole year, because I just, you know, you're just reminded of like those little moments that were big for you. So, and obviously the biggest one for me was definitely getting engaged. I would say the second biggest was helping my little brother. Well, not really helping. I filmed it. I didn't really help otherwise. My little brother got engaged as well about 6 days after I did. So, and I'm just really happy for him and his family as well, and just my family in general. But it's a lot to look forward to. So yeah, and then, you know, I'm halfway done with school, so that's also great.
Funny, because I feel like when I met, maybe like a year into your relationship, I told Chaz to put a ring on it. So I'm glad he did.
I'm glad
If
he
it was going to go
did
on any longer, I was going to
it.
call him up. No, I'm kidding. It was so cute. Their pictures, they're adorable and they fit so well together. They're like little puzzle pieces. So,
That's a good way of putting it.
yeah. I'm really, really happy and I'm excited.
Me
It's going to be
too.
fun.
Me
It's going
too.
to be fun. I have so many weddings coming up. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, I know. Thank God we can have them again. It's
Yeah.
nice. I do too, actually, next year. So I'm probably not getting married until 2023, because we want to have like a summer wedding. But my brother will probably get married next year. My
Yeah.
cousin, two of my cousins are getting married next year. I think there's another wedding. We're
I
going
think
to a,
this
I'm
is the
going to a
phase
wedding
of our
next
life,
week.
what we're up to.
Yeah,
And because
totally.
from what I've talked to people, I have a lot of friends that are older than me. I've kind of always been like that. I've always had friends that are older than me.
Yeah.
Because I think my soul fits into a generation that is older than me
Yeah.
personally. But so, and that's what everybody tells me is that that's the generation we're in, and then next comes babies.
Yeah, I
But
feel like I'm kind of in both right now. Depends on, I mean, I feel as if when we were at Arkansas, you know, people get married like younger down in the South
yeah, but that's
versus
just weird to
like
me.
Northeast and Northwest. Like a lot of my friends from high school and college in the Northwest are not married
Sure.
either. Unless I met them after they got married.
Sure.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Next question's all you.
Okay, let's see, 2021. What, if you could look at yourself at the beginning of 2021, what advice would you give yourself? And then what is the advice you're going to give yourself going into 2022? Ooh, that was a great question.
Oh man. I mean, so much of 2021 was me like just
Grinding.
studying. Yeah, Jesus. Well, I actually did give advice to the incoming class that I wish I would have known. And I feel like I did end up like really kind of figuring it out. I don't want to say I slacked off, but I definitely like recognized how to like continue to live my life while being in school. So I would say at the beginning of 2021, I would have told myself, you are going to be drinking from a fire hose. It's intense. It's 2 years of a doctoral program versus three. Like, it's a lot. And you're gonna feel like you should always be doing school and can only do school. And like, if you take any time away or like are not completely on top of your stuff before, you know, it like class happens, then like you'll feel overwhelmed. But what I would have told myself is that what makes you and what makes a physical therapist or like anyone that works with people really a good at their job, obviously, is the knowledge and the understanding of the human body and how to like evaluate movement and help people move better and feel better. But more than that, it's like being able to relate to people and connect with them. And you're not going to learn how to do that with your face in your computer or completely like foregoing anything social or, you know, being paranoid about like getting perfect grades. Like, I take great pride in my grades,
This is not something new.
because I because I did decide to work while in school, and I knew that that was something that I needed to be able. I told myself if I was not able to maintain like the GPA that I think I'm capable of while I was working, I was just not gonna work. So I feel like for a long time of the year, I was just super, I don't want to say paranoid, but just like very anal about everything. And I maintained my same grades the whole year, but I learned that I could, you know, relax a little bit or, you know, spend the time with people that I love versus like just having the same exact routine all the time that was proven to be successful in the past. So I think being flexible, I think I would advise myself myself. I would advise myself to remain flexible, and just optimistic, and just take your task that is in front of you and do the best that you can with it. Don't worry about like all the things you can't control. Like, for example, I have really no idea what I'm going to do at clinical tomorrow because I have not been able to like get any communication whatsoever. But I know that I can't do anything out of it. It's out of my control. So yeah, I would say be flexible. For the upcoming year, I would again, I mean, I think this is great that you asked me this because I've been kind of stressing out about just, being away from home for 2 months and then 2 more months in the summer. And it's a lot. It's different. Like, I've learned all this stuff on paper or on computer or whatever, but doing it in person with real humans in a clinical setting is really different. So I'm looking forward to it. Like, my mom used to tell me that anxiety and excitement are basically chemically the same in your body. So if you feel anxiety, just try to just appreciate that feeling as being excitement as well. And I know it's not just easy that easy to switch it around, but I look forward to the challenges and I know that I'm going to come out on top. So I'm
That's
advising
awesome.
myself to be flexible and optimistic and just work hard, roll with punches.
Yeah,
How about you?
I like that. For 2021, I would say the biggest thing I need to know is that I'm in the right place and that I don't need to stress about like where my life is going. I think also that's probably also me for 2022, but just that I'm in the right place and whatever I'm doing is right and that's okay. Whatever I is happening around me, that's just where I'm at is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I think it's really easy these days, and especially now because social media has become so like just like continuous with the rest of our life to just not even compare yourself, but just you're inundated with everyone's highlights all the time. So it's really easy to be like, oh shit, should I be like doing this now? Or this person's here and I'm only here. It's so easy to like get caught up in, the timeline, someone else's timeline, which is not even really real a lot of the time. So, yeah, I agree with that advice for sure, especially as I go into this new.
I feel like I'm more myself now than I've ever been. I feel like I'm growing into the person I was like meant to be. And I feel like I was always this person, even as a kid. Like I was always an individual and a little bit unique, but I think I shut it down a lot. And I think now at this point in my life, I feel like I'm comfortable with that. So I'm just gonna keep letting myself do whatever feels right inside. As for 2022, I think it's kind of very similar. It's just to continue to trust myself and trust my gut, whatever my gut, just to be aware of what my gut is telling me, and then to just go forth in whatever I feel is right. But one thing I do want to work on and advice I'm giving to my future self is to not get so upset if like people don't agree with you. Because I tend to
I
get.
think that will save you a lot of
I
anxiety
know.
the
And it's not
next
really
couple
anxiety,
years.
it's just more frustration.
Angst.
I get angry if
Yeah.
I, not necessarily angry, but I just feel like I can save the world. And I need to remember that like I can't. I'm one person and I just think that, there's a lot of things that upset me that about like corruption and all this different stuff, and I just want to fix it because I care, genuinely care about humanity and society, and I care so deeply, and it affects me to the point where I'm reading books and like not sleeping. So I need to, that's my advice for next year, just to trust myself, but also to like take another chill pill and just be like, it's okay if the world's
Yeah.
not going to be fixed tomorrow, and we have steps to take, and everyone's trying their hardest, and just remember that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people want the same thing, but their like idea of like what it takes to get there is different, and that's where people kind of get like angry or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely a lot less sensitive than you are. But I also am one of those people that's like trying to like lift everyone else up and do everything for everyone else and take care of other people, and it can be really draining. So what I'm working on personally is just to like, I don't want to say like compartmentalize my feelings away from everyone because that's not true, but just be able to recognize that like the only thing that we control is like our interpretation of things and our response to them, and like what energy we put out towards other people. And like, while you may not get the same energy back, that's fine. Like, not everyone is at your level, so
sure,
that's fine. Just be good to other people, and it is going to come back to you at some point, you know?
Yeah, so I agree with that.
That's all we can do.
I agree with that. And I feel like going away, especially being in Sedona, to very, like, high energy there, and you can feel it, and just being surrounded by the mountains, I kind of was just like, oh my God, nothing matters besides this. So all this anger and frustrations you might have, like, you know, just, like, go and hike, and it will go away, which that's been working for me, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of my little advice for 2022. We hope that, like, you guys really, we hope. We are so thankful for you guys listening to us and supporting us. It's been really cool. So we kind of started this after I was going through some health stuff in 2019. And it was around the summer, because I know, because when I stopped weightlifting was May. And we started around then. Mm-hmm. So, and we can look back at when we did our first episode, but it's been a really cool journey, and we've had so many awesome people on our podcast this year specifically, but in the last 3 years, and we're just going to keep, you know, rolling out some episodes. We're not as consistent as we used to be, and that's okay, because you guys still listen, and
thank you.
We're just, yeah, we're really grateful for our support, and that you guys message us and tell us, like, hey, this was a great episode. Hey, what about you getting this person on? So please keep messaging us and letting us know what you like and letting us know if you agree or disagree. I like the heated comments. They're fun.
So, she gets more of those than I do. I don't feel like I've had anybody give me heated comments.
Yeah, no, everybody loves everything we're kind of talking about. And they, you know, people really are, they find it, this stuff interesting. And that's kind of what we want to bring to the table, something different with our two personalities, which happen to be very different from each other. So that's kind of why we do this.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice balance.
Yeah, we hope you guys all had a really great 2021, and we're looking for an even better 2022.
Woohoo! Thank you guys for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Move Your Brain, Move Your Body podcast. Join in every week as we release new episodes.
Subscribe or leave us a rating at Apple Podcasts. If you have questions or topics to cover, please email moveyourbb@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram @moveyourbb.